Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll be all right. Okay, now let's see. What else do we need? Barbershop Quartet.
Okay. Hi, Rick.
Oh, hi. A Barbershop Quartet. Yeah, that's right. Listen, how much would that cost? What? Look, I only want a quartet. I don't want the whole Metropolitan Opera Company. Look, I don't want you to think that I'm a Thai skate. Thai skate. Cheap what? Well, you know what I'm talking about. All right, well, look, they're only singers. See if you can get him to work cheaper than that, eh? Okay. Goodbye.
Hey, Rick, you looking for singers?
Good ones that'll work cheap?
Yeah, I'm putting on a new show, and if I'd known what I was getting into, I would have never...
Ta-da!
Oh, no.
Presenting...
those incomparable exponents of mellifluous melody,
heartwarming harmony,
and appropriate terpsichore,
the Merry Mertzes.
Now look, Fred, that's enough.
Oh, come on now, Ricky. You used this once and we were good, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning.
All right. Hold it. I must admit, you were pretty good. Well, I'll see if I can find a spot for you in the show. You come down to rehearsal tomorrow and I'll give you an audition.
Oh, fine. What kind of a show is it going to be?
Well, it's going to be a gay 90s review.
Oh, that ought to be fun.
Great.
You know, we didn't have the gay 90s in Cuba like you did over here. What were they like, Fred?
I don't know. That was before my time. Ask Ethel.
We shouldn't be talking about a new show. Lucy might hear us.
So what? In her condition, she wouldn't want to be in the show.
She wouldn't.
Of course not.
Oh, I can understand that. Her figure has changed quite a bit, you know.
Sure.
While strolling through the park one day, in the merry, merry month of May, I was taken by surprise by a pair of roguish eyes.
And you can put that parasol away, bum, bum.
Now, Ricky, if Fred and Ethel are going to be in your show, there's no reason why I can't be in it, too.
Now, look, wait a minute. In the first place, I have not definitely promised Fred and Ethel that they're going to be in the show. And in the second place, I can definitely promise you that you're not going to be in it.
But, Ricky...
You're going to have a baby, remember?
Of course I remember. That's just the point. After I have the baby, I'll have to stay home and take care of it. I'll never be able to be in the show again.
Hey, I never thought about it that way.
Sure. It'll sort of be my show business farewell. My show business swan song.
Lucy, the answer is no.
Would you begrudge an expectant swan her song?
You seem to forget that this particular swan has no talent.
Oh, no? What time is that rehearsal tomorrow?
You're not gonna be there, so just forget it.
No. No, I said no, I'm not gonna be there. Sir, you dare not strike a mother. Lucy?
I'm in the closet, Ethel. Trying to find a costume for my audition today.
Oh, no. Lucy, you're not really gonna go down there and audition, are you?
I certainly am. Trying to find a costume that won't be too revealing. How's it?
Well, I guess that's not too revealing. What number are you gonna do?
Oh, I never thought about that. I could sing Roll Out the Barrel.
You could, but it's not a gay 90s song.
Oh. How about Put On Your Old Gray Barrel? I'm only a bird and a gilded... No?
No.
Oh, well, I guess you're right. This won't work.
Hey! Where'd everybody go?
Don't stand there laughing. Get me out of this thing. I can't
okay.
move.
Hello down there.
Hello.
Okay, move up a little.
Oh.
Ow.
Guess I'll have to find something else that'll do the trick.
Say, how about that horse costume that Ricky's got?
That's a wonderful idea. You know, we can both...
Now, wait just a minute. Forget I ever said it. If you dress as half a horse, I know who'll be the other half, and no thanks.
Oh, I know. sure. These ought to do it. How will I look in these?
What are you going as, a lamb chop?
There's an old-fashioned hoop skirt that goes with this. We can work up a cute song and dance number.
I hope you're not thinking of me as part of we.
Sure, we'll be a couple.
A couple of what?
I'll be the woman and you'll be the man.
Goodbye, Lucy.
Oh, now, Ethel, are you going to desert me in my hour of need?
Yes.
Ethel, you who would like to be the godmother of my child?
Oh. But why me? Why can't you be the man?
Well, that should be fairly obvious.
Oh, all right. But I have a feeling I'd be better off if I'd settled for the back end of that horse.
Peter, haven't you got your costume on yet?
Yes. It's time for music.
Okay, here we go. Music.
Ricardo.
Hello,
signore. Oh, vamos, muy elegante. Oh, es elegantísimo.
Muchas gracias. Oh, no.
Oh, my impression of a baby cry. The world's smallest bicycle. Excuse me, make myself comfortable. Ballet? Señor trombonista.
Like you to do
si?
That imitation of Clyde Beatty, you know, the lion tamer.
Oh, with the lamp chimney.
Yeah, will you do that?
Yeah, yes.
All
yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll hold
you. Oh, my portable dressing room. Yeah.
Oh, what a character!
Gracias, gracias.
All right.
Open the gate. Yeah.
so realistic, you know, the way that you do that. Why don't you get yourself a couple of lions and be a real lion tamer?
Let's see what else. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah?
There's an act out there waiting for an audition.
What act?
McGillicuddy and Mertz.
I didn't ask for any act called McGillicuddy.
McGillicuddy and Mertz?
Oh, give him the music, will you? I won't lose this for all the money in the world. This I gotta see.
Okay, girls.
By the light, not the dark, but the light
of the silvery moon.
Not the sun, but the moon.
I want a spoon.
Hug and kiss neath the moon.
To my honey, I'll croon love's tune.
What a tune!
Honeymoon.
Funny, sunny honeymoon.
Keep a shining in June.
Not July, but in June.
Your silvery beams
will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon.
Smooch that next moon by the waterfall.
The silvery moon. Maestro?
Oh, for goodness sake, you're still mad.
I am not mad.
Well, then you got a new way of acting happy.
Well, how do you expect me to act when my own husband won't let me be in his show?
Oh, now, Lucy, it's his show. He's got a right to hire whoever he wants.
Yeah, what a flimsy excuse he gave us.
You mean telling us we stank?
Now, you know he didn't mean that. He just said it because I'm expecting a baby and he doesn't want me to be in the show. It makes me so mad.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, he couldn't find a place for Fred and me either.
Some showman he is.
Mm. Hi, Ethel.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Huh?
Boo!
Oh, Lucy, are you still mad at me on account of this afternoon?
I'm not talking to you.
Well, look, I'm awfully sorry if I could not find a place for you in the show. But there is no place for a gay night striptease.
Very funny.
Oh, you're a sore head.
Oh, now, Ricky, it's her condition.
It is not my condition. I was a sore head long before I ever thought about it. That's not what I meant.
Hi, Rick.
Oh, hiya, Fred. Listen, Fred, I might find a place for you in the barbershop quartet.
Oh, good. Nobody sings barbershop any better than I do. Oh, good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. We're going to leave you now.
Merrily we roll along, roll along, roll along. Merrily we roll along over the blue sea.
Hey, that sounds pretty good. It's too bad you're not a man, Ethel.
Oh, I can wear a wig and a handlebar mustache. I dressed up like a man this afternoon.
You just heard her sing that harmony.
Oh, come on, Ricky, say yes.
Well, we might be able to work it out. Hey, what do you think of this idea? I thought that the three of us could be barbers.
Yeah?
And then the fourth guy could be the customer in the chair.
Hey, that's cute.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It'll be the first time I ever heard a Cuban sing barbershop.
Well, yeah, a Cuban singing barbershop. That won't sound so right, will it? Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll sing it with an Irish accent.
Oh, this I gotta hear.
Now, wait a minute. I'll practice. You'll be surprised.
That's for sure.
Oh.
Who's gonna play the fourth guy, Ricky?
Well...
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Now, Ricky.
Oh, now, honey, please.
Now, look, and just be perfect. I can be the fourth guy in the chair with a sheet over me.
You seem to overlook one little minor detail. You can't sing.
I sang this afternoon.
Look, honey, we're singing Sweet Adeline. We're singing harmony. Everybody sings something different.
Well, then that's just perfect. If everybody's singing something different, it won't matter what note I hit.
It doesn't work quite that way. Besides, I practically offered the job to George Watson.
Oh, George Watson. You haven't even given me a chance.
Now, Ricky, couldn't Lucy just sing the first part, you know, Sweet Adeline, and then we could come in the second part?
Of course. Just give me a chance.
Yeah, give her a chance.
Come on, how you hit the notes for us?
Okay. That's me.
Lucy? Yourself now. Give it the chord.
Sweet Adeline. It's a little difficult to start all by yourself just out of nowhere.
All right, we'll try the other way.
What other way?
We'll sing the first phrase and you come in with the repeats.
Repeats?
Yeah, we'll sing Sweet Adeline and you sing Sweet Adeline, My Adeline, My Adeline.
Sweet Adeline, My Adeline. Okay.
All right. Now, you better stand away from us so you won't be thrown off by anybody singing harmony in your ear. All right?
All right, go ahead.
Hit it.
Sweet
Adeline.
Sweet Adeline. I guess I'm standing a little close. It threw me off. Try it again.
My Adeline.
My Adeline.
That night, dear heart.
At night, dear heart. George Watson, huh?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the finale of our show. Something that a gay Irish review cannot be without. A barbershop quartet. So here it is. A quartet composed of Mertz, Watson, and Ricardo, with their version of Sweet Adeline.
In the evening when I see the lone dreaming of days gone by, there's a picture that in fancy oft appearing,
brings back the time, love, when you were nearer. It is then I wonder where you are, me darling. And if your heart to me is still the same, for the sighing wind and nightingale I singing are breathing only your own sweet name.
Your own sweet name.
It's called Cascabeles.
Well, let's hear it.
All right. Cascabeles, cascabeles, cantan todo el día. Cascabeles, cascabeles, traen la alegría.
Hey, that's Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells?
Sure.
Well, how about that? You Americans steal all our good songs.
Hey, let's all sing it, huh, Santa Clauses?
All right.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what a fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells above will ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Ah!
everybody.
The part of the stage manager was played by Jerry Hausner. Desilu Production.